Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Looking for the perfect First Communion, Confirmation, or RCIA gift? Consider a beautiful, heirloom-quality, made-in-Italy rosary from Ghirelli. A Ghirelli rosary will be prayed with and cherished forever, guaranteed. Shop Ghirelli today. That's GHIRELLI.com.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Wait a minute! 60 Seconds of Reflection with Martha Fernandez-Sardina.
He is risen! The Lord is risen from the dead. That is the song of Christians. The Lord is risen, alleluia. He is truly risen, as he said, alleluia, alleluia. For centuries, Christians the world over have been celebrating the fact that Christ defeated death. He killed death. Death is dead. Life is alive. And Jesus is alive and well, and he is inviting each one of us, knocking at the door of our hearts, to enter in, to sup with us, to dine with us, to give us his very body and blood, soul and divinity, as our food. Will you welcome him? Will you season it up? Will you enjoy this Easter Sunday, Easter octave, and Easter season, 50 days of glorious celebration, and come closer to Jesus to receive the new life that he has won for you? You were one by one who is God Almighty. Enjoy Easter, enjoy the resurrection, enjoy Jesus.
For more information about Martha, visit MarthaFernandezSardina.com.
Hello and welcome to the Gary Zimek Show. My name is Gary Zimek, and I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes. It just so happens that I have a chair at my table right here, so pull it up, sit down, and let's talk about Jesus for the remainder of the show. The purpose of this show, the reason that I write my books, the reason that I speak to parishes and conferences across the country is this. I want to give you the hope and the peace that Jesus Christ wants you to have. It's so easy to get distracted by the many things that go on in our lives, the problems, the difficulties, the troubles that we are bombarded with on a daily basis. And when that happens, what do? We take our eyes off of Jesus and we focus on our problems. I will promise you this, the more you focus on your problems and the less time you spend with Jesus, the more worried you are going to become and the more hopeless you will become. We don't want that. What do we do to fix that? You bet. The answer is simple. We flip it around, we get our priorities straight, and we spend more time with Jesus. We open up our Bible, we receive the sacraments, we spend time in prayer. All of these things really work. All of these things will really help to get you closer to Jesus, to get you to know him better, and to be at peace in your life. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you out with that, and I'm so glad you could join me on the program. I want to thank all of the many Catholic radio stations that are now airing this program. And if you're listening to this on the podcast and you would like your Catholic radio station to air the Gary Zimek Show, please contact them and let them know that. And they can go directly to my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information. Well, there's something I have to say to you, and that's this. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Easter is such a wonderful time of year. Liturgically, it's such a big holy day that the church gives us 7 weeks to celebrate Easter. Think about that for a minute. It's got to be really important. And why is that? Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. I get so many emails, and I hear so many people tell me one of the biggest fears in life is the fear of death. I know we get overcome by our problems, financial issues, relationship problems, loneliness, whatever it may be, but death is right up there with one of the scariest things you'll ever face in life, isn't it? I mean, think about it. If you've ever had a brush with death, I know I have, it's very scary. Jesus Christ is bigger than death. He rose from the dead. He showed that death had no power over him. And he opened the gates of heaven in the process so that you and I can live with him eternally. If that's not a reason for hope, nothing is. So happy Easter. And on today's program, we are going to look at the Divine Mercy message. This is the message that we will hear the gospel on the second Sunday of Easter, which is also known as Divine Mercy Sunday. And if you're somebody who is looking for peace, this is a message that you absolutely need to become familiar with and embrace. We're going to talk about that for the remainder of the show. So if you have a minute and you want to grab your Bible, now would be a good time to do it. Specifically, we'll be opening to John's Gospel, chapter 20 today. So grab your Bible. But before you do that, let's pray, and let's ask the Lord to bless the time that we're about to spend together. I'm also going to ask him to speak through me on this program and to open up all of our minds and our hearts so that we can be receptive to what he has to say and ready to respond. Please join me as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, I give you thanks for the ability to come together today and to share the good news. Father, thank you for loving us into existence. Thank you for continuing to sustain our lives. Thank you for always being available for us, any time of the night or day. Oftentimes we take that for granted. We wake up in the morning and we complain about the weather. We complain about our jobs. We complain about the fact that we might be tired. We complain about we're not feeling your presence. Today instead, Father, we thank you. We thank you because even if we don't feel your presence, we know that you are with us always. We know that you created us out of love. You certainly didn't need us. But you created us because you wanted us to share in your happiness. That fact alone makes us realize that it is possible to experience joy no matter what else is going on in our lives. Father, we pray for the grace to trust you more. We pray for a greater ability to feel your love, to feel your constant love for us. We ask you, Father, to watch over us and our families, our friends. Continue to bless us. Continue to draw us closer to you. Father, I ask you to stir up your Holy Spirit in each of us. And please give me the words today that you would like me to share. Please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message and not to just listen to it, but plant in us that desire to go out and to put your words, your message, into action in our lives. Father, we lift up everybody who is listening to this program today. And we ask you to grant all of us your peace. And I ask you for this and for all of these intentions, in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. You may have noticed I got a bit of a frog in my throat today. Let me take a sip of water to try to make that frog go away. And by the way, in case I haven't let you know, feel free to bring your beverage of choice. Feel free to bring a snack, because you and I, we're a couple of friends sitting together talking about Jesus. I want this to be as comfortable as possible for you. because this is the way it should be. Two good friends talking about Jesus. That's what's happening in this program. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about John's gospel today. This is the gospel that the church uses for Divine Mercy Sunday, which is the second Sunday of Easter, the Sunday following Easter. And in case you're not familiar with the Divine Mercy image message, essentially the message is this. And this Divine Mercy devotion was really given to Saint Faustina Kowalska. She was a Polish nun. She died in 1938. This is an approved church apparition where Jesus appeared to Saint Faustina and he gave her the message of Divine Mercy. To oversimplify this Divine Mercy message as much as I possibly can, here it is in a nutshell. Divine Mercy is this: God loves you. You know what? We can ignore that message. We can disregard it because we've heard it so many times. But it is essential that you know that God loves you. And when I said in the prayer that he created you out of love, that is absolutely true. There is no other reason for God to have created you other than that he wanted to share his happiness and his love with you. He loves you. He loved you into existence. That should make you feel very peaceful. That should really give you a lot of joy. Just the fact that you're able to hear my words shows that you're alive. The fact that you're alive shows what? That God loves you because he created you out of love. So essentially, the Divine Mercy message is God loves you and his mercy is greater than any sin that we could ever commit. So if you're struggling with that right now, I do a lot of speaking and writing about overcoming worry. One of the greatest sources of worry is sins that we committed in the past. We just can't forgive ourselves. God loves you. Nothing you can ever do in your life will make God love you any less, or for that matter, any more. He doesn't love you because you're holy. He doesn't love you because you do good things. He doesn't not love you because you do bad things. He loves you unconditionally. You will not find one person in this world who will love you to the extent that God loves you. And look, I'm blessed with a wonderful wife, two beautiful children. I've got many people in my life who love me, but nobody loves me like God loves me. Take that as your consolation today. The Lord loves you unconditionally. Nothing could ever change that. So the message of Divine Mercy is God loves you and his mercy is greater than your sins. That should make you feel really, really good. And one of the things I want you to consider is that if you haven't had a chance to read St. Faustina's diary, please make it a point to do so, because the Lord specifically spoke about anxiety and how anxiety and discouragement can be great obstacles to holiness. And he said the reason, and you know, that's a scary message, isn't it? You hear that and you think, oh, great, now I'm never going to be holy because I'm a worrier. No, not at all. What the Lord also said was that the reason we fall so many times is because we don't ask for help. So if you're struggling with worry in your life, you just can't stop worrying, what you need to do is focus not so much on trying to stop worrying, but focus more on getting to know Jesus. Walk with him every day. Open your Bible. Let him speak to you. We're going to do that today. You're going to hear some incredibly powerful words specifically addressed to those of us who tend to be anxious. He doesn't want you to be anxious. He wants you to be at peace. But don't try to do it on your own. The way you'll do it is by letting him help you. And that was a big part of Jesus' message to St. Faustina. Another thing he said was, what hurts him the most, and I'm sorry if this is going to be a little painful, but I have to be honest, what hurts him the most is when we don't trust him. You would think, like, what hurts him the most are these horrible sins committed against him every day. No, what hurts him the most is when we don't trust him. But understand this also, trust is not necessarily a feeling. You could trust Jesus even though you're scared to death. It's a conscious decision. And on the Divine Mercy image, a very familiar image, one that I am so devoted to, I look at it all the time, are the words, Jesus, I trust in you at the bottom. That's a prayer we should all get used to praying. And again, you don't have to feel it. You can be queasy in the stomach, your knees can be weak, but you can still pray, Jesus, I trust in you. Lord, everything's crashing down around me. My life is a mess, but you know what, Lord? I know you love me. Even if I don't feel it in my heart, I know it in my mind. I know it intellectually that you love me. So therefore, I know if that's the case, then what you're allowing to happen in my life. And believe me, this is not an easy message. This is very difficult to put into practice. But if you just push through it, you're going to see quite a breakthrough in your life. So bad things happening, I don't get it, I don't like it, but Jesus, I know you love me, therefore I place my trust in you. I trust you, Lord. That's a conscious decision. It's not a feeling. So get used to praying that every day. And when you do that, not only are you going to grow closer to him, you're going to feel more peaceful. Now, it's a process, but it will happen. It takes time, but it will happen. Not only are you going to be more peaceful, but as Jesus revealed to St. Faustina, you're going to make him feel better. You're going to console his aching heart. Jesus has a human heart, so he feels it when you don't trust him or when you sin. It hurts him. But how do you remedy that? You remedy that by making a conscious decision, no matter how you feel, to trust him. Try that. Try getting used to that, and you'll see. Try that in your own life and see what happens. You're going to see that you will begin over time. Don't panic if it doesn't happen instantly, because it won't. Over time, you will begin to feel that peace that he wants you to have. So with that in mind, let's take a look at the gospel for Divine Mercy Sunday, which is John chapter 20, the Gospel of John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. And I'm telling you, if you're somebody who is struggling with anxiety, this gospel is for you. Sometimes we look at the Lord's message of divine mercy and we think, oh, that's only for really bad sinners. Yes, it is a message of mercy to sinners, but it's also a message of mercy to those of us who struggle with anxiety, who feel overcome by worry. Why? Because Jesus takes pity on us. In his mercy, he doesn't want to allow us to suffer. He wants to alleviate our suffering. That's part of what mercy is. So don't think for a minute that the divine mercy message does not apply to those of us who are anxious. It absolutely does. So here we go. John chapter 20, beginning in verse 19. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Let's just set this up for a minute. This is Easter Sunday. This is the day on which Jesus rose from the dead. So something really, really good happened. Where are the disciples? They're hiding. They're hiding behind locked doors because they're afraid that they are next, that the Jews are going to come after them as they did Jesus. So this follows up on last week's program, living our lives as if the resurrection didn't exist. Many of us do this. We look depressed. We have our eyes facing downward. We're walking around gloomily, focusing on our problems, ignoring the fact that Jesus Christ is walking with us wherever we go, and that he is bigger than any problem we could ever face, including death. We just need reminders of this sometimes. We do the same thing the disciples are doing. They're behind locked doors. They're in fear. And what happened? Jesus came and stood in their midst, and he said to them, and before I tell you what he said to them, I just want to say this is his first appearance since he rose from the dead to his disciples as they are hiding in fear. And these are his first words to them. Are you ready? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Do you think the Lord doesn't want us to be at peace? He absolutely wants us to be at peace. This is the first thing he said to them. Why? Because they were afraid. They were scared to death. And the Lord appeared to them in his resurrected glory. I mean, can you imagine? These guys are completely freaked out. They don't know what's about to happen to them next. They're hiding. And all of a sudden, Jesus is standing in their midst. And he says the words that are spoken to each one of us today, peace be with you. Just feel that for a minute. Feel those words, peace be with you. For an instant, don't your problems feel a little less burdensome? Don't you have a little more hope when you feel those words penetrate your body? Peace be with you. When he had said this, He showed them his hands and his side. See, Jesus isn't denying the fact that he was put to death, that he had nail marks in his hands and his side. It really did happen. But this is how powerful he is. He is bigger than death. Nobody can keep Jesus down. Wow, I start to feel really good when I hear this. He showed them his hands and his side. The disciples, what did they do? They rejoiced when they saw the Lord. You ever go through something really difficult in life, and then it turns around, and you see an unexpected blessing, or somehow your prayers were answered in just the way you were hoping for, but maybe you lost hope, and you really didn't feel it, and all of a sudden it happens. What do? You rejoice. We should all rejoice. Even though I'm with you, it's hard. It's hard to rejoice when every day you are bombarded with problems. We live in a society that is not very Christian friendly. It's countercultural to put your faith in Jesus Christ. And not just to go to church. Sometimes we think that it's countercultural just to go to church and to be able to practice my faith. You know what's countercultural? Totally against what the culture believes. It's to put your faith in Jesus Christ and believe that he performs miracles and believe that you can overcome worry and that you can live at peace. It's countercultural to do that because even Christians, even many Christians don't believe that it's possible. This is what we're called to, my friend. We are called to radical trust in the Lord. That's what we're called to. Why? Because Jesus Christ is a really powerful person. We underestimate how powerful he is, and we have the Holy Spirit living in us. Holy Spirit is divine as well. The Holy Spirit has incredible power. Let's not lose sight of that fact. So we are given the Spirit, and we have the very Spirit that motivated Jesus and that drove him to do what he did every day. We've got that Spirit dwelling inside of us. So the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord, and Jesus said to them again, in case they missed the message the first time, "Peace be with you." He said it twice. It's pretty important if he says it twice. He wants us to be at peace. Now, you and I, we can work on this. We can work on this, and it'll take time. That's why I'm so glad to have you along for this program. I'm so blessed to be able to do what I do now on a full-time basis. I'm in full-time ministry now because I believe in this message so strongly. I want you to experience the peace that Christ wants you to have. He said it twice. They're the first two messages he had for his disciples after he rose from the dead. It's incredibly important. And then Jesus went on to say, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Now, we'll talk specifically about the church's view on what's happening here, but in a general sense, here's something we should remember. We're seeking peace. We're looking for that peace. We're looking for our burdens to be relieved. I am, and I'm sure you are as well. We're looking for the peace of Christ to really fill our hearts. But the Lord also expects us to go out there and help others to find that peace. We could do it by praying for them. We can do it by a kind word, a smile. I mean, you don't have to be on the radio or television or write books to do this. Every one of us can do that. The Lord has called us to evangelize, to share the good news, the truth of the Catholic faith with everybody we meet. And that's just not simply handing them a catechism and saying, "This is what we believe." It's living our lives like followers of Jesus Christ. Meaning we're going to be nice to people. That message is lost in today's world, even among Christians, many times. We've got to be careful about that. We're not supposed to beat people over the head with our catechism or our Bible. We're supposed to love people. Of course, we're supposed to not compromise on the truth, but it all starts with being nice to people. The world needs to know that the Lord loves them and that he wants them to be at peace. So as you're learning this in your own life, he expects you to go out and share it with other people. So, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Specifically, these gentlemen in the room are the apostles. They're referred to as the disciples, but specifically, they're the chosen ones. They're the 11 apostles at this point. And in this, what Jesus is doing here is instituting the sacrament of reconciliation or confession. So that's a very specific thing that is taking place here while in the midst of his appearance to the disciples. By the way, if you're somebody who hasn't been to confession for many years, please make it a point to go as soon as you can. You can alleviate so much of your anxiety by getting rid of the burden of past sins. God's mercy is infinite. There is nothing you could have ever done that is not forgivable. The only thing that will stop you from being forgiven for your sins is you. You've got to go. Do it today. I promise you, I'm going to be praying for you, especially if it's been a long time. Do it and get into the habit of going to confession frequently. It's an incredible sacrament. It's changed my life. Not only are your sins, you have the ability to have your sins forgiven in confession, but you receive the sacramental grace to be able to overcome future sins. So your favorite sin, you know, the one you commit over and over again, by going to confession, you'll have the grace to be able to overcome that sin. Now, Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, this is Thomas now, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Here we go. This is doubting Thomas. Now, do you think it's an accident that Thomas was not there when Jesus first appeared to his disciples? No, it wasn't an accident. The Lord uses these moments in all of our lives. He allows circumstances to unfold in our lives so that he can help our faith to grow. So Thomas is saying, "Look, I don't believe this. I don't believe what you guys are telling me. I need to see it for myself." Because the Lord is all merciful, what did he do? He's going to come back and give Thomas a chance. This is what Jesus Christ does to each of us. He will continue to knock on our door. He will continue to meet us where we are because he wants to draw us closer to himself. Now, a week later, so this is 1 week after his resurrection on Easter Sunday, his disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. This time Thomas was there. Jesus came although the doors were locked. Isn't that cool? He came in even though the doors were locked. This is Jesus in his resurrected form. He's able to go right through the door. Imagine that scene, what that looked like. And he stood in their midst, and once again, guess what he said? That's right, "Peace be with you." Three times, the same message. Do you think he wants us to be at peace? Yep. How are we going to get at peace? By being with Jesus. Then he said to Thomas, now Jesus reaches out to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now, Jesus is giving Thomas a little bit of a lesson here. He's gently chiding him, if you will, because that's what we all need at times. You and I were not in that room with Jesus Christ, but through faith in him, we are able to be those people who believe even though we don't see with our eyes. That's the ability that we have. We're able to walk by faith, to believe in Jesus by faith. Now, let me close this gospel by reading the following two verses. "Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name." This gospel passage is written and documented so that you may come to believe as Thomas did, not necessarily by seeing him with your eyes, but believing through the eyes of faith. Do me a favor, read this again, spend some time meditating on this. It's John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. And keep thinking of those words, "Peace be with you." Jesus wants you to be at peace. I can't believe it. We are just about out of time. I want to thank you for listening to the program. I invite you to find out more about my work or to invite me to your parish to speak. or to find out about any of the books that I've written by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. If you would like to leave a donation for me so that I can continue my full-time work, I would be so grateful. I am going to be keeping you in my prayers. I ask you to please pray for me as well. Until we meet again, I'm going to leave you with the words of Jesus Christ himself, and I hope you'll take them to heart. Peace be with you. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.